Terry Stanton is on the other end of our line. Terry, happy Friday the 13th to you.
Thank you very much, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. Are you a superstitious guy?
Depends. Sometimes I am and sometimes I'm not.
Yeah.
I think today's going to be a great day.
Well, let's talk about a story that was released yesterday. Governor Rick Snyder has deemed that Highland Park Schools requires help as they are now been designated a financial emergency.
Right.
Talk about that story.
Well, yesterday, Governor Snyder determined that a financial emergency exists in the Highland Park School District based on a review by a financial review team that he appointed, and that team's recommendation. It was an independent 10-member financial review team appointed back in early November. It reviewed the finances and found some fairly troubling issues. You know, according to the district's own audit, the general fund deficit has increased by more than 50% over just the last fiscal year. And the district's pupil enrollment has dropped significantly by almost 60% since 2006. So where the district once educated about 3,200 pupils, the current student count is about 970. And, of course, when you lose that percentage of students, you lose a fair amount of state aid because, you know, the way the state pays state aid is on a per-pupil basis.
Is there a number that that the debt is?
You know, I don't have that right off the top of my head, but certainly it's a, you know, if you lose almost 60% of your students, then you've lost about 60% of the state aid that you would otherwise have received, too. So, and there are other operational issues that that have just made it an almost untenable position. So the governor, again, determined that the emergency exists there.
Well, the HPS, Highland Park Schools, cumulative deficit increased by 51% over the past fiscal year from June 2010 to June 2011, growing from $6.6 million to $11.6 million, according to the district's financial audit. Expenditures exceeded almost $4 million. So what's next?
Well, the next step is the district can have a hold a hearing with a designee of the governor, and that would be the state superintendent Mike Flanagan. And following that hearing, if the governor again confirms that there's a financial emergency, then he would appoint an emergency manager for the district.
Right.
And that emergency manager would go in and work hard to right the ship. Now, the other issue that occurred yesterday with Highland Park Schools is that the state advanced a portion of its January state aid payment because the district had indicated that without some advancement of that payment, it was not going to be able to make payroll today. And that certainly is an unfortunate situation and one in which both the Department of Treasury and the Department of Education have been working with the district to try to get solid numbers, solid data about the district's current financial state, and by current meaning today. And it was very difficult to get to a point where it was clear. But we had staff on the ground at the district yesterday, and it was determined that the amount that was needed to be forwarded, or advanced, I should say, was $188,000 so that the district could make its payroll. And it's all about keeping kids in class, keeping teachers in class, and giving the students in Highland Park Schools the opportunity for the very best education possible.
All right. As you mentioned, the district may request a hearing, and one has been scheduled for 10 a.m. on Tuesday, January 17th, the hearing before the Superintendent of Public Instruction, which is Mike Flanagan, will be held at the Hanna Building in Lansing. How soon after that meeting could a manager be put in place?
Yeah, it's difficult to say. I mean, there's no statutory timeline on it, but once the hearing is held, then Superintendent Flanagan will report back to the governor on, you know, what he heard at the hearing and whether, based on that information, you know, the outcome or the determination should change. You know, so If the governor, though, based on a recommendation from the superintendent, confirms the financial emergency, then an emergency manager would be appointed. And, you know, again, there's no statutory timeline for that, but certainly given the district's very troubling financial situation, it probably wouldn't, you know, be a long period of time.
All right, Terry, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate you.
You're welcome, Tony. Thanks.